Hello and welcome back. You're listening to a new episode of Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. And I'm your host, Crystal Fox. In this week's episode, I'm discussing what it looks like to live a childless and child-free life. And the topic that really pulls to my heart is how we can change our verbiage on interacting with people who live in this space of childless and child-free. So I first want to give you a little bit of insight into my story. If you haven't listened to season 3, episode 1, I share just overall growing up and wanting a family and truly seeing myself having one, having the perfect plan that at 27, I was going to have all my hopes and dreams will come true. So with that being said, I want to transition because I have had the loss of 3 miscarriages, and it has been tough through the medical field, especially as a curvy woman, and support is very minimal because of the shame that is left around this childless and child-free space. So as you may have noticed, I call it childless and child-free. At the beginning, in my thought process, it felt like child-free would explain me not having children or having the responsibility of having a child at 5 years old or at 10 or a teenager and all of, you know, those milestones for children. But the same sense, it was really through talking that I realized I'm a mother, but a mother of children in heaven. And I have 3 angel babies that mean so much to me. Sometimes I feel like no one truly understands what that looks like because they haven't experienced it. And there's no book we get. There's nothing like a talk therapist that we get once we go in and we find out that we're having such loss. And it really stemmed from my 3rd loss that led me to podcasting and discussing mental health and being a mental health advocate. Because I think it's so important for each one of us who have to deal with our own mental health, step into supporting one another, understanding what it looks like, and not just trying to be fixers in a life that, well, can be created any sort of way. Not everyone has to live the same life. I also believe that everyone looks at a family as this destination to happiness, like I did when I was young and growing up. And I beat myself up so much for not having it. A lot of my friends were having kids and, well, I can't tell you how to parent, nor would I want to give such advice, but I knew I wanted to still be their friend. I wanted to still be in their lives, and I navigate that. Now, being the youngest of 3 doesn't mean that I necessarily grew up with, you know, younger siblings that I had to help feed or any way, shape, or form take on that like motherly role in a sense. But when I really started talking about child-free, that's what I thought it was. I thought it just included everyone. But when I started listening and really opening my eyes to what other women were discussing, I realized that we identified, well, at least personally, I identified as both childless and child-free. Now, other women, they can be both. They can be one or the other. It really depends on the person. So that's why I never want to give someone what is right, what is wrong. I think life tends to be this gray area, and we love to dictate other people's decisions and choices. And I know that I have in the past, which is why I wanted to have this conversation, because I spent so long thinking I was missing out. I was missing out. I was lacking. Everyone could see it. Now, it doesn't help, and this is my main point here, it does not help whatsoever when you have the discussion with people that you first meet or you haven't seen in a while, is to start asking about what I call the application process. The application process. To think that it is outside of even our career that we have to fill out these applications with people is pretty crazy, if I do say. So think about when you meet people, what are the first things that they ask you? Do they ask you about your hobby? Have they asked you what you love. What did you do yesterday? Who you are at any point. Maybe what's your favorite drink? Even if it's water, that's a good question. What are you drinking? I'll grab another. No. For me, at least, I have constantly experienced the application process of, do you own your car? What kind of car? How many cars? Do you have a house? Oh, you're in an apartment. Well, you'd be happier in a house. I'm sure you would be happier in a house. We bought ours last year. And then I get, well, how many kids? Well, how long have you been together? And we've been together a long time, which always ignites the other question. How many kids? Why don't you have kids? Even in a space of where I tell a stranger that I do have infertility issues and I live a childless and child-free space, they still don't stop. And I want to take you into, I love a good story. You're going to get them a lot here. So me and my husband, we are at the bar and we are at our favorite winery. Now we like to enjoy ourselves. We do have the leniency to go and get up and go when we want. And we love talking to people. We truly do. Anyways, to get back to my story, two ladies sat down next to me and they were a ball of energy. Now, I can't lie and say I didn't know if at first that they were Karens or not, but instantly she started being friendly and nice and talking to me. And I was like, okay, this is great. Like, we all can just like enjoy our little wine, a little brunch afternoon, and this is going to be great. No one really understood that I was actually having kind of a bad week, which is why I needed to kind of, you know, get out and about. Well, she went in with the application questions, and soon enough, I was dealing with the, why don't you have children? Well, you know, you have different options. What options would you pick? And you guys would be great parents. I just know, I just know that you would be great parents. You're going to be great parents one day. And I had even stated that I run childless and child-free spaces. I expressed my infertility, not for pity by no means, but for an understanding that maybe this shouldn't be your first question that you engage with, or that that's not something that we have to discuss. And we don't realize, and let me be the one to tell you if you're listening, that when you are talking about someone having other kids, there are more parts to it that are broken down for that individual that includes all of these things. And the last thing I want to be explaining is to a family member or a friend or a complete stranger, when I am planning to have continuous sex, to have a child with my husband. I think that there is a privacy piece. And, you know, once you get to know me, I can pick and choose. I can pick and choose to reveal any of that to you or to bring you in. But I don't think that this can dictate whether or not we can be friends, whether or not you can get to know me further. Why don't people ask more about what are your hobbies? Like, who are you? And this really led to me, and let me open your eyes on something. When it comes to Americans, we will state our jobs when I say, hey, what do you do? What do you do? Think about what your response is. Well, I work full time. I do blah, blah, blah. Okay. So is that like you? Is that who exactly you are? No. Other countries actually will step into this question and answering it as their hobbies, what they enjoy. Oh, I love a good walk on the trail. I love crafting. It's my favorite. And I just knitted a sweater. I am a TV connoisseur. So I just, you know, binge watched the Anna Delphi show. Episode after episode, and the list goes on there. So think about just even the transition, because we come into very much, where do we put someone when they start talking about their job and how much they make and all of those things versus hobbies? Would you not put someone in a box if they met you where their enjoyment and who they are versus what they do? It just opens my mind in so many different ways. So I want to encourage you to take a step back and realize what these conversations for you look like moving forward. Because again, I want to express childless to me, and this is me personally, and anyone else can have a different opinion, is my loss. My child free is embracing being in my 30s, sitting here having a husband, having my little kitties and a life that I don't want to feel like I'm missing out on anything. I want to feel like now I am choosing to focus on me, focus on my mental health, to focus on the journey and the experience that I have been hungry for being locked down these past couple of years. So I think it's important to know that women can view this differently than even I've explained to you today. However, I just want your support and knowing that happiness does not lie in just having children. It doesn't dictate whether or not that we have to make decisions to find these other options. I would encourage you to even look into that giving advice portion, because we didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for you to tell me about the foster system, because do you know all the things that it takes and all the heartache that also goes into all these other processes, or, you know, the money, the scrutinization that you get for just being like a human being that can still have flaws and have the day to day. You have to be pretty perfect in order to have all of these other options, including a hefty amount in your bank account. IVF alone, thousands and thousands. And a lot of times you go through at least 3 rounds. I don't know about you, but my insurance is no way covering any of that. And I've been told I can't even get certain tests done just being a woman, because my insurance and all of the insurance I've ever carried does not cover it. And I can tell you that 10 years ago looked completely different because I couldn't afford much. And even now, I can't afford that. So keep in mind, these other options that seem to be the fix of the advice that you want to give, you are not the fixer in this, nor will you ever be. Just support people in making that decision and know that they're happy right where they're at. Just like you can be happy right where you're at, whether you have a family or you chose, you know, to take a different direction in other areas of your life. That's not the well-beaten path that society gave us. Like if you didn't go to college, that's completely okay. I want to celebrate you and your career and your job and what you do. I want to celebrate you as a human. So let's start meeting each other there. Understanding that who we are is not what we do, but we have so much of an impact by just using our voice back and forth when it comes to childless and child free. So I hope that this really gives you insight that you can make change. Now, I want to invite you, or if you know anyone in the childless or child-free space, every third Monday on Clubhouse, my favorite friend, Dr. Kristen Donnelly, and I will be hosting a space for childless and child-free to discuss different topics, to come together, to connect, and to support one another. So I encourage you, I invite you into that space. This is definitely a no mom discussion. We just want to create a space to have open communication and vulnerability. So there won't be any replays on. You don't have to worry about that. We are strictly here to connect. And then we will probably take it more to like a Zoom level to support people as well, as much as we can. So stay interacting with me on Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. I'm on YouTube now. Can you believe it? I sure can't. So as I always say, go ahead, push the buttons and do the things. And I will see you next week. Well, with me, I'm doing another new solo episode. So I will see you then. Goodbye, friends.